Not really. My family is far more dramatic, what with broken marriages, suicide attempts, drug addiction, and Helen. But Mum uses Angela Kilfeather as the gold standard. Bad and all as her daughters are, at least they're not lesbians who French kissed their girlfriends beside suburban Leylandii. Helen once worked with an Indian man who mistranslated gays as jolly boys. It caught on so much that nearly everyone I know, including all my gay friends, now refer to gay men as jolly boys, always said in an Indian accent. The logical conclusion is that lesbians are jolly girls, also said in an Indian accent. Mum placed one eye up against the gap between the wall and the net curtain. "I can't see. Give me your binoculars," she ordered Helen, who produced them from her rucksack, but only for her own personal use. A small, fierce struggle ensued. "She'll be gone," Mum begged. "Let me see."
"Promise you'll give me a Valium and the gift of long vision is yours."
It was a dilemma for Mum, but she did the right thing.
"I can't," she said primly. "It would be irresponsible."
"Please yourself," Helen said, then gazed through the binoculars. "Good Christ, would you look at that? Bloody hell, what are they trying to do?"